Fred Film Radio.
Hi everybody, for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. This is Matteo Ghidoni, and we are at the closing night of the Film in Italy Festival 2020, and we are here with Winston Duke. Hi Winston, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful.
So, as you know, this edition of the festival is entirely dedicated to women. How important it is that a festival like this is dedicated to women in 2020?
In 2020, it's very important because we all need to recognize that the fight for women's advocacy and advocacy for women, equality for women, is a fight that we all need to be a part of. And it's not an American problem, it's a global problem. You know, women need to be seen, heard, given equal rights, equal opportunities to tell their stories, which normalizes the female experience internationally. And, you know, as a guy myself who is part of the He for She initiative with the UN, I understand the power of the male voice in this conversation. And not to empower, but to be an ally. Because as a man, I understand that we live in a society where my voice might be valued differently. So it is my responsibility to help to change how that power is situated.
We have seen you, of course, in several movies, Marvel movies, Black Panther, and Endgame and stuff. Do you think that someday Italian movies are going to be as much important as the American ones again?
Italian movies have always been incredibly important, and I wouldn't say will one day become. I mean, when I learned film history, learning about Italian cinema was incredibly important and taught me a lot about, was it cinema verite and all these different, you know, forms and things like that. So it helped me learn my craft. Italian film greats are people who have changed the landscape of film forever. So all the people that you're seeing creating Black Panther and the Avengers, they learned cinema from Italian people and Italian culture. So it's already a major landmark in the film landscape.
What's your relationship personally with Italy?
Oh, God. So I had my first Italian experience last year doing Fashion Week, the Pitti Uomo in Florence.
Yes.
So I had an incredible opportunity to just get around, go to the Uffizi, go see tons of beautiful Italian history and art. And I was toured by just a wonderful tour guide who kind of just shared his family and everything with me and just showed me what Italian generosity feels like. And I've kind of carried that with me ever since.
What's your favorite Italian movie or director if you have one?
Say that again?
Your favorite Italian movie or Italian director if you have one?
Oh, God, I can't remember the... It all is such a jumble in my head, but I know... you're putting me on the spot.
For example, we are in a room where there are a lot of Fellini's drawings.
Was it Bellucci? Is that her name?
Monica Bellucci?
Yes, the actress. This is one of my favorite... Was the name of the movie Milena? Yes, it takes place in World War II.
Yeah, that's like an 80s movie.
Yes.
But it's
incredible, incredible. What's the cinema? The Red Balloon.
The Red Balloon?
Is that the Red Balloon? It's called the Red Balloon. It's like, God. It's one of my film school movies of where we learned cinema.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all the, you know, everything from cinema back then. I can't remember the names. You got me on the spot. Yeah.
Also, you know, the market is changing. We are seeing a lot of Italian movies, also in the U.S., Italian TV series mainly in the U.S., like Gomorra, Suburra, having a great success, even in the U.S., you know. People is watching contents in Italian, reading subtitles.
Right.
How do you think this situation is changing the market?
I think essentially a global economy is changing the market greatly. A lot of people are finding... what's his name? What's the director of Parasite had the best quote to... Yes, the Korean director had the best quote to kind of explain this. Is once we get past the barrier of that 1-inch subtitle, you will be exposed to such amazing film from all across the world. And I think people are getting past that and realizing just how rich and diverse all the movies and stories from around the world are. You know, so that's also going to apply to Italian film.
People, it's also going to help us get over some kind of racism, also artistic racism somehow. What do you think?
I can't hear you.
This is going to help us getting over also some kind of racism, also artistic racism.
Yes. Well, honestly, I think it all just bleeds into us being more relatable to each other. And just like what they're doing here with filming Italy, Los Angeles by empowering women, women have diverse stories just like people of color have diverse stories. And once we start empowering each other, we start seeing each other's humanity. And once that happens, we all can blend. We all can understand and see that we all face the same problems. We all are human, you know. So all this is just going to make the world just a better place for all of us. And it'll address racism.
Thank you very much. I see you gotta go. Can you say ciao to your Italian fans?
Oh, to all my Italian friends, ciao. Ciao, bella.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.